Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
It's the late, great James Brown, the godfather of soul, bringing us back. Welcome back, 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for hanging out with me. We're having a great visit with Don Fotopoulos, longtime member of our Brain Trust, author of Accounting for the Number Phobic. Don, tell us how we can find you and your book.
At HiddenProfitProfit, P-R-O-P-H-E-T, .com, HiddenProfitProfit.com, or you could just Google my name, Don Fotopoulos, and it'll pop up. Also, I'm going to give everybody my email address, Jim.
Ooh.
I never do this, but I'm going to do this. So if you have a question, call me. Email me directly. It's dfotopoulos at gmail.com. It's also in the book. But Accounting for the Number Phobic is on a mission to double the survival rates of small business owners. And, in fact, we just had a big win last week. A young lady that just started business online, she bought the book. She read it. She reached out to me. She had a question about break-even and gross margin. We had a lovely interaction.
Yeah.
And I want to do that about 100,000 times.
The lights came on while you were on the phone with her, didn't they? I bet.
Oh, yeah.
It's amazing when you start getting it, folks, when you understand top line, below the line, above the line, when you start understanding where all the different pieces go, and you understand about the relationship between sales and gross profit and net profit and then pricing and cash and all that sort of stuff. When you start understanding that, you become a real CEO at that point. And otherwise, you're just wandering around in the dark. The one of the things you talk about that's holding people back, you say, is shame.
Yep.
Tell us about what you mean by that.
Okay. Well, you know, fear is one thing, right? Fear is, oh, I don't want to go near it. I don't understand it. It's a little intimidating. But shame is something very deep. Shame is, I know I should know this stuff, but I don't, and I don't know how to fix it. And so I'm going to do everything I can.
What you just said, Don, is the reason I do what I do.
That's right.
Because I was a consultant to small business for years, and all I could tell was that I could see people were not asking questions because they thought that I or somebody else would think he should already know that or she should already know that.
That's right.
And I said I'm going to create a company, an offering, this show and the other stuff that I do and all the stuff that you're doing, so that people can get it, and they don't have to tell anybody that that's where they learned it. They don't have to ask any questions. They can just learn. And then once you talk about it on the show and they listen, then now they're educated, and they don't have to act. Now they know what's going on, and they don't have to be ashamed of it anymore.
Well, they don't have to be ashamed.
And men, Don, are worse than women about that.
That's interesting. I guess it's pride that stands in the way.
Oh, yeah. No, men don't like feeling, you know, women are more likely to say, I don't know the answer to that question than a man is.
That may be true, Jim. You know what I figured out after writing the manuscript? If you make people laugh, then it just breaks down all kinds of barriers. So
mm-hmm.
Accounting for the Number Phobic is illustrated by a Disney artist, a guy named Ron Buccello, who's a very funny man. It is the only book on accounting that will make you laugh. And I've gotten some great feedback from people saying, oh, my gosh, you know, I learned in 2 weeks. And that's all it really takes.
Well, what other radio show do you know that talks about this stuff?
None.
Nobody else does.
Nobody has the
courage or the insanity to do it besides me.
But also the real life, you know, in the trenches experience, Jim, which you have and I have.
Well, it's just mainly, as you said earlier, we want to help people survive and be successful in spite of themselves. And these numbers, it's amazing to me. To me, it's almost like going into business without understanding how capital works, how cash flow works, the relationship of time to your cash, the relationship of your receivables and payables, impact of growth. People who don't get that, to me, is like somebody saying, you know, oh, what's this? I'm gonna play around with this, and they're holding up nitroglycerin, you know.
Right.
It's a bomb waiting to go off.
Yeah, or it's like driving a car at 60 miles an hour with your eyes shut.
That's right.
Right? Yeah. I'm going to get into the car. I'm going to turn on this, you know, 3-ton piece of machinery, and I'm going to put it in gear, and I'm going to hit the gas, and I'm going to close my eyes. That's mm-hmm. what these people are doing.
That's exactly right. And they don't even know it.
They don't even know
it. For a long time, they won't.
To me, it's miraculous that 40% even survive. I think that's miraculous.
I agree.
I don't think it's surprising that we...
Don, I need the website again, please.
Website. HiddenProfitProfit.
Okay.
ProphetProfit.com.
So check that out, folks. The book is called Accounting for the Numberphobic. Don, congratulations again on your students there at the King's College. Keep us posted on that.
Oh, we will, Jim. Great.
And good luck this Saturday.
Yeah, thank you.
We'll see you next time. Don Fotopoulos, ladies and gentlemen. She'll be back another day. I'll be back, but it won't be your, it'll be the next hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, reminding you to always seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.